Lunar Time Standard. Listen to an expert talking about Lunar Time Standard. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for questions 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
NASA has decided to establish a unified standard of time for the Moon and other celestial bodies, as the United States aims to set international norms in space amid a growing lunar race among nations and private companies. The head of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy has instructed the space agency to work with other parts of the U.S. government on what has called a Coordinated Lunar Time, LTC. The differing gravitational forces on the Moon and on other celestial bodies and other potential factors change how time unfolds compared to how it is perceived on Earth. Among other things, the LTC would provide a timekeeping benchmark for lunar spacecraft and satellites that require extreme precision for their missions. For a person on the Moon, an Earth-based clock would appear to lose, on average, 58.7 microseconds per Earth day, and come with other periodic variations that would further shift Moon time from Earth time. NASA is aiming to send astronaut missions to the Moon in the coming years and establish a scientific lunar base that could help set the stage for future missions to Mars. An official said that without a unified lunar time standard, it would be challenging to ensure that data transfers between spacecraft are secure and that communications between Earth, lunar satellites, bases, and astronauts are synchronized. On Earth, most clocks and time zones are based on Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC. This internationally recognized standard relies on a vast global network of atomic clocks placed in different locations around the world. They measure changes in the state of atoms and generate an average that ultimately makes up a precise time. Deployment of atomic clocks on the lunar surface may be needed, according to officials. They also say that as commercial activities expand to the Moon, a unified time standard would be essential for coordinating operations. While the United States is the only country to have put astronauts on the Moon, others have lunar ambitions. Countries have their eyes on potential mineral resources on the Moon, and lunar bases could help support future crewed missions to Mars and elsewhere. China said last year it aims to put its first astronauts on the moon by 2030. Japan in January became the fifth country to put a spacecraft on the moon. India last year became the first country to land a spacecraft near the unexplored lunar South Pole, and it has announced plans to send an astronaut to the moon by 2040.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
NASA has decided to establish a unified standard of time for the moon and other celestial bodies, as the United States aims to set international norms in space amid a growing lunar race among nations and private companies. The head of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy has instructed the space agency to work with other parts of the U.S. government on what has called a coordinated lunar time, LTC. The differing gravitational forces on the moon and on other celestial bodies and other potential factors change how time unfolds compared to how it is perceived on Earth. Among other things, the LTC would provide a timekeeping benchmark for lunar spacecraft and satellites that require extreme precision for their missions. For a person on the moon, an Earth-based clock would appear to lose, on average, 58.7 microseconds per Earth day and come with other periodic variations that would further shift moon time from Earth time. NASA is aiming to send astronaut missions to the moon in the coming years and establish a scientific lunar base that could help set the stage for future missions to Mars. An official said that without a unified lunar time standard, it would be challenging to ensure that data transfers between spacecraft are secure and that communications between Earth, lunar satellites, bases, and astronauts are synchronized. On Earth, most clocks and time zones are based on Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC. This internationally recognized standard relies on a vast global network of atomic clocks placed in different locations around the world. They measure changes in the state of atoms and generate an average that ultimately makes up a precise time. Deployment of atomic clocks on the lunar surface may be needed, according to officials. They also say that as commercial activities expand to the moon, a unified time standard would be essential for coordinating operations. While the United States is the only country to have put astronauts on the moon, others have lunar ambitions. Countries have their eyes on potential mineral resources on the moon, and lunar bases could help support future crewed missions to Mars and elsewhere. China said last year it aims to put its first astronauts on the moon by 2030. Japan in January became the fifth country to put a spacecraft on the moon. India last year became the first country to land a spacecraft near the unexplored lunar South Pole, and it has announced plans to send an astronaut to the moon by 2040.